Bill Simmons hosts the most downloaded sports podcast of all time, with a rotating crew of celebrities, athletes, media staples, and a slew of other friends and family members who always happen to be available. Check out the Bill Simmons podcast on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, your team up.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a bonus Righty's House on Ringer FC. Hope you're all safe and well. I've got Jeanette Quarshay here, and we're joined by England and Chelsea's Rhys James.
Hey, Rhys.
Hi, you're right.
What's happening, Rhys? With
you're
the
right.
Fresh, is that fresh?
Look at the hairline. Look at the hairline.
Wow. Oh, my God. Rhys, tell me something. So, you see, like I was saying, you see, with England, we couldn't even think of having a trim in and around that time. People would say things like, boy, their minds are not even on the game. You know what I mean? Is there a queue there, Rhys?
Yeah, long queue.
Yeah?
Yeah, everyone's so lining up.
Is it just one barber that comes and just cuts everyone, or are you allowed to bring your own, like, trusted barber?
No, there's usually two that come, and then, you just pick
you
a slot and then go.
You've got to trust them, you know, right? Could you trust them back then? Would you be able to trust the barber?
No.
Ah, okay, Chrissy!
Yes, Chrissy Powell! The brothers, man! Look at the brothers in there. Nice one. Crystal said yes.
Yeah, he said hello.
Nice one. Listen, man, it looks really cool and calm there. Everything's really... Is that the vibe there, Rhys? Is it cool and calm and relaxed?
Yeah, everyone around the place is kind of cool. You know, kind of feels like home here now. It's all warm and, you know, everyone's got a good bond and we're playing well on the pitch. And yeah, I mean, you know, the results are going our way at the moment. So, the mood in the camp is fantastic.
And do you
at
know,
the
Rhys, like, you've had a long season, yeah? And can I just be honest with me? Don't you just get tired and you're thinking to yourself, this is great, but the body is tired. Like, I'm looking at you lot, and I'm tired from the season watching, let alone a whole tournament on top. Do you feel days like that where you're pretty exhausted, but just the thought alone just keeps you going?
Yeah, definitely. You know, every day is tiring, you know, the sessions, the games, everything's hard, and you know, everything's 100 miles an hour. But you know, careers don't last forever, so you gotta enjoy it while it's here and make the most of it.
You see, like the first game you played, you know, leading into it, because obviously first you have to go through all the stuff about, am I going to get picked? Am I going to be playing? Everybody going on about this right back, that right back. I'm going to ask you about a question what a reporter asked you in a minute, but. Once you've gone through all of that, the hallelujah of, yeah, I'm in the squad, then you're in that first game, Rhys. What was you thinking when he told you? When did he tell you were playing?
The day before.
Oh, my gosh. You even knew before?
Yeah.
So what was that like all that time thinking about once he said, like, and right back, I'm going to go, Rhys James. And when you heard your name, was you like, oh, my God, it's happening?
Yeah, I kind of, it's another game at the end of the day, you know?
Even the enormity of it. Just the enormity of an England game in the European Championships.
I know, you know, but the occasion is great, obviously, playing in European Championships, but you can't let the occasion get the better of you. I have to play my game and kind of block everything out. And And yeah, hopefully I'll perform and live up to my level.
You know what's interesting about that, right? Yeah. You know, whenever you're at a competition and you're with the squad, you're with the team, you're in the bubble, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't actually think about the excitement of everybody else outside of that bubble. Because essentially, Reese, you're just doing a job, isn't it? Like, you've been picked, you know what your role is, you're going in, you're doing your job, and that's that. And then it's almost when you step outside of that, you're like, rah, what, people care that much? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, no.
Can you feel the vibe of the people though, Reese? Are you getting the vibe from home and everything?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's still hard, you know, because still we only see the people in our bubble. So fans and stuff, we kind of see like when people are celebrating in beer gardens and stuff and how they're celebrating, but we haven't really like experienced it like live in the flesh because obviously the protocols and stuff.
Who are you rooming with? Are you rooming with anyone?
No, on my own.
We had to room
with
people.
Is it? What, Jesus, is that everyone's got their own room? Wow.
Yeah, man. And when I had time, they was doing that cheap foolishness, man. Cheapness, man. I had to room with Incy. You know, when I was rooming with Incy, because we roomed for about 5 years and that, you know, and I used to have to watch him play Tomb Raider. We were playing Tomb Raider till 3-4 in the morning. What do? Do you go to other people's rooms and stuff? Because I know there's a lot going on there.
Sometimes. Yeah, there's loads of stuff, you know. There's a golf thing, there's basketball, table tennis.
I saw Saka on the golf thing, bro. I saw Saka.
He's woeful.
I missed it. Is he terrible? Is he bad?
He's terrible.
Are you a golfer? Can you play?
No, I'm not a golfer.
So darts, basketball, table tennis, which one are you doing? Because I know there's a lot.
No, table tennis.
How are you doing with table tennis, bro?
Table tennis, I'm good.
Yeah, but who's the best?
No, I haven't played everyone, but I back myself against anyone.
Wow, okay. Look at the confidence. Okay.
You got to put the challenge out, man.
Yeah, no. Not many people want it, though.
They don't want to smoke.
Nah, no.
They don't want to smoke for Reese.
Nah.
Bro.
Do you know, Reese, you know what you were saying? Like, it's hard to kind of engage with the fans and stuff. What have you been like with family? Are you on the phone to them, FaceTime? How's that? Because I know, obviously, your dad and Lauren, they're massive supporters. Like, are you getting vibes off of them to kind of keep going and stuff?
Yeah, of course. I speak to my family pretty much every day, you know, keep in contact with them, make sure everyone's well back home. And they're obviously coming to the games as well. Mm. So it's good. I can kind of see them in the crowd at the games as well.
Look at my picture, look.
Let me see.
Yeah, see that.
Oh my God. No, stop it.
That's what makes
how old?
How old was you there, Reese?
I think I was about 13 or 14.
Look at Lauren as well.
Brilliant.
You know something? That picture, it came up. Roscoe sent it to me again the other day and I was thinking, I want to see your face there, but I was thinking, I'm going to that bar I'm going back down there in a minute. I'm going to see my mate. It's his birthday. He owns that bar. But I was thinking about Lauren and seeing you and Lauren on the pitch and in the Champions League. Because, you know, I was flashing. I was saying, yeah, man, this is my people, man. Look. I said, look, that's Reese and Lauren, man. Like, yeah, man. Winning the Champions League. They're in the Champions League. Yeah,
he drew for the picture, innit? I said, yes, man.
And I was thinking to myself, that must have been some moment, you know, Reese, for you two to be on that pitch like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everyone dreams of as a kid, you know, to even play for your club, let alone win such a big competition with my family there as well. It was a proud moment.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer.
Because you see, like you said to Jeanette's question, which is a good question about just dealing with it and dealing with the fact that, yeah, it's another game. Do you think that the Champions League and going through the Champions League and the season that you had to culminate in what was coming, do you think that kind of put you in a position where you was ready for anything that was coming with England?
Yeah, definitely. Champions League is one of the biggest competitions in football. Mm-hmm. So obviously playing at a high level and week in, week out for that is obviously preparing me for the level of the Euros.
See, what's training like? Who's just batting it up in training?
There's always one person in it.
Paul Scholes used to kill us with football, man.
Always one person who wants to be a hero.
Who's the one? Who's batting up the people? Who's batting up?
Sanchez always on flames.
It's on flames.
Yeah, he's always on flames.
It's brilliant.
I was listening to an interview the other day because, like, it was one of the things what I used to get vexed about more than anything. I didn't mind the interviews, but it's when they start trying to ask clever questions. And I heard them ask you a question or something to do with the ranking and right back and where you rank the forwards, midfield. And when you're sitting there hearing the question, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? What are you talking about, mate? What are you talking about? Do you sit there and say to him, let me answer for you. So are you sitting there thinking, listen to this brother just trying to big up himself just because he's here and he wants to ask me that foolish question, bro, about right back position?
Yeah, to be fair. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what they want me to say. Do you know what I mean? Like, they already know I'm not really going to answer the question. Yeah. So it's just pointless answering.
A lot of it's changed. Like, I heard Rio the other day talking on the telly saying how back in the day, right, like the press and the media, it was quite hard for any footballer to even trust them. There was, they're always trying to catch you out. Like, they're trying to get a line. Mm-hmm. I don't feel it as much now with the new gen, but I do still feel like the new gen are sometimes like, okay, you definitely don't need to go down this angle. Like, do you get that reset times that you think, are you trying to catch me out? Or do you genuinely want to know what the answer is to this question?
Well, most of the time, you know, whenever they ask me questions about other right backs, it's always, oh, like, how do you feel about other right backs coming through? And of course, you're just going to get the same answer every time. It's competition. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I want to play, they want to play. I mean,
You know, when you were younger, did you and Lauren play against each other just all the time?
Yeah, all the time.
From a skill level, right? I watched her last season. The skills, man. She's got some rascal skills.
She's silky with the ball.
She's really silky with the ball, man. And she said to me, I remember, because I do the Barclays Women, the Player of the Month, and like I saw her feisty text come through on my Instagram, feisty about when you're gonna do me.
I said,
when you're gonna interview me? I said, Lauren, it don't work like that, sis. You put the performances in. I'm coming to get you.
Oh, that is funny.
So I've got her now. I've got her now on Instagram.
But that is hilarious.
She's got a confidence and the ability that she's going all the way, Reese.
I love her.
Yeah, I know.
I think she's absolutely brilliant.
As long as she keeps her head down and keeps working, then world's always
her. Yeah, but then she could see her big brother, bro. Look what big brother's going on with.
Smashing it.
Madding it up.
Yeah, I know.
Go on, Janine.
What's the age difference between you, Reese, you and Lauren?
2 years.
Just 2 years?
Yeah.
And when did you start playing? Both of you, like,
probably it seems like a walk.
You see?
Yeah.
My son's wasting time right here. I keep on telling you this, you know. My son's five, Reese, right?
Reece James,
he's wasting time, fam. Like, I keep on saying, look at these footballers on the TV, and he's just like, mummy, I'm like, look, we need to start now, Reese. Any tips that you've got yet to get my son?
Just give him a ball.
And leave him, bro. I know you lot are moving. I know it's tight then, you want to go and do your stuff, but I got to ask you before you go. Wednesday, how you feeling about Wednesday? And you know, even before Wednesday, you know, going into like the German games, what's that feel like? What was you feeling like? Was you nervous? What was going on?
Yeah, of course. In big games, you know, knockout football, there's always nerves. But you just have to manage them. And we knew how big England-Germany game was. You know, everyone, the whole nation wanted us to win. And yeah, I mean, the team put on a fabulous performance. You know, they played a very good game. I think the result kind of speaks for itself.
It does.
And we need to
go on, Reese.
No, we just need to keep on building momentum throughout the rest of the tournament now
and stay ready. That's the thing with the squad, man. It looks like everybody's just, once they plug them in, man, they're just like Matrix business. They've learned all the moves.
Yeah, of course, you know,
everybody's ready to go.
The squad is very talented and very big. You know, not everyone can play. So there's obviously starters and there's players that are on the bench and some not in the squad, you know, but the squad's been very good. And, you know, everyone's ready to play and everyone's training 100%.
I was just going
to
say, just very quickly, because I'm fascinated by stuff like this. Like, what are your nerves like the night before? Like, do you get much sleep? Can you eat your breakfast on the morning of? Do you?
I couldn't eat breakfast.
Yeah, because, you know, I was a bit like that. I couldn't eat breakfast.
I had gas. I felt like I had wind. And it's not like, you know, it's like I had wind, bro, you know? I don't know. I'm not even saying it for a joke. It just happened.
Like the anxiety in your stomach.
And then I remember when the game started, Jeanette, I don't know what, that's what I'm going to ask you. Like for the first 5-10 minutes, especially in the big game, the England games, when we had to play Italy in Rome, it's my biggest game. I felt like I had no energy. My power was gone. Really weird. I was waiting for the second win, and man like Cannavaro was just coming, taking the ball off me and doing stuff. And I was like, oh my God, it's a disaster. I'm going to let down my whole family, everybody. I remember, all I was doing was farting, pure farting for the whole time. Once Glenn Hoddle told me I was playing.
How do you feel, Reece?
To be fair, I don't really get affected too much. I can sleep, I can eat. Mm. I just kind of got my routine now and just focus on the target ahead and try to play the best I can.
See, you're chill.
Okay, so before you go, bro, Wednesday, how are we feeling? Everybody confident? What do you think?
No, everyone's confident. You know, you have to be confident. You know, going into the game, wanting to win, and knowing we can win. Just give everything, leave it all out there, and hopefully the result will take care of itself.
Nice.
It's exciting.
Listen, I know you got a move in that, but just for me, because I know it's not just me that this happens to, but once you get in and around the dressing room, just see if there's any kind of fart smell around the place. Because people, people are out there afraid, bro. And that's just check out.
The shook ones.
I'll let you know, bro.
Thank you very much. Let me know. Let me know he's popping up the place.
Reece, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Reece, I love you, man, and everything. Take it easy. I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, you too.
Tell Chris. Tell Chris and Amanda. I said I love them, man. Tell Saka.
I will.
Tell Saka I love him.
Thank you.
See you later.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so thanks again to Reece James, and thanks to the one and only Mrs. Jeanette Kwashi. I'll see you soon, Jeanette.
Very soon. See you very soon.
You're the best, man.
Thank you. Love you too.
Before I go, I've got to say, listen, I'm feeling great. England are doing something. I'm feeling like something's going to happen. It's going to... And I remember saying before, it's going to happen in my lifetime. And it's nearly happening. Come on, England.